News in brief at Press TV. The UN chief expresses concerns over a Bahraini court's decision to uphold lengthy jail sentences against over a dozen dissidents. Ban Ki-moon has also urged Bahrain's rulers to address the legitimate demands of the people. Activists were handed jail terms for their role in anti-regime protests. New footage posted online shows insurgents in Syria shooting down a civilian plane in the eastern city of Dar al-Zar. Foreign-backed militants also attacked the Tafnanaz military airport in the northwest. Meanwhile, fresh fighting has erupted between the army and militants in the Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus. Japan is planning to boost its defense budget amid territorial tension with China. A defense ministry official says more than $2 billion will be spent on the military over the next few months. The plans include the purchase of anti-ballistic missile systems and the modernization of fighter jets. Venezuela's National Assembly Speaker has announced that ailing President Hugo Chavez will miss his inauguration date on Thursday. Cancer-stricken Chavez is struggling to recover from a recent surgery in neighboring Cuba. The delay in his swearing-in ceremony has angered the opposition. India promises to give a proportionate response to Pakistan for the killing of two Indian soldiers near the disputed border in Kashmir. New Delhi says the incident took place about half a kilometer inside its territory and is a clear attempt by Pakistan to derail dialogue. Islamabad has denied the claims. More Afghans are released from the former U.S. detention center in Bagram. Officials say the 13 men who served roughly from 6 months to 3 years were freed at the request of Afghanistan's Peace Council. The Afghan government has reportedly released about 600 inmates in the past 1 week. A massive fire sweeps through a slum in Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, burning down dozens of homes. There's no report of casualties. The fire reportedly began in an area full of sawmills. When firefighters didn't turn up, locals tried to stop the fire, but to no avail. Bushfires continue to rage across southeastern Australia for a sixth day. Reports say that more than 140 fires are burning across New South Wales. The fire has engulfed more than 100 buildings, the majority of which on the island state of Tasmania. Hot winds are blamed for fresh blazes.